from Hebrews 1. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse number 3. I'll stand in the center here. My voice is strong enough to reach all there in the balcony. Okay, we'll read verse number 1 of Hebrews. Down to verse number 3. God, who at sundry times in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. So we can look at verse number 3, which has got three definite statements in relation to the person of the Son of God. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Being made or have become so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. I'm going to stay within the context of the book, and I'm going to stay within the context of the Hebrews. I'm going to stay within the context of the chapter, and I'm going to stay within the context of the verse. So I'm not going to wander. Anyhow, we will identify those three things. Number one, being. Who being the brightness, or the effulgence, the outshining, the great luster of his glory, and the express image, or the exact image — that word image means substance — the exact substance, the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. The three statements. Number one, it tells us what Christ is in himself, who being the brightness of glory, the express image of his person, what he is in himself. When he had by himself purged our sins, then we have what he did by himself. He has purged our sins. He has made purification for our sins. He did that by himself. And then the last part of the verse, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Now that tells us where he is by himself. So those are the three definite statements within the context of the verse: what he is in himself, what he did by himself, and where he is by himself. And your meeting is over to record at 9, so I've got about 3 minutes. And I don't like to transcribe. Not good at transcribing. So what Christ is himself? We have the eternity of his being. He always was. He always is. He always shall be. He never had a beginning. He'll never have an end. And all beginnings began with him who never had a beginning. So we have the eternity of his persons. Never was created. He was always there. That's something that we might find difficult to get our heads around. But then you see, we are not told to understand the deity of Christ. Because who of us could understand God? Therefore, it is put in the pages of Holy Scriptures in order that we might accept it just as it is. So we have the eternity of his being. And of course, within that thought, we have the purity of his nature. Absolutely pure. Totally and completely sinless. The only one. As a matter of fact, Christ, he cannot sin. The angels can sin, which they have done. And it goes without saying that humanity sins. But it's absolutely impossible for Christ to sin. He can't. So we have the purity of his nature. But then, who being the brightness of glory and the express image? That word image is really the word substance. Now we have the essence of his deity. What he did by himself, who he is. I was in a home one time over in the province of Nova Scotia. It was a warm afternoon. We're out skinning our knuckles in the doors, knocking doors and getting around with the gospel. I haven't been able to do that too much this last little while. A man came to the door, an older man, and he invited me in. So I was glad to go in because the day was hot and the pavement was warm. So I went in, kind of weaved my way through a little path from the front door to the kitchen. Whether he was a bachelor or a widower, I don't know, but there was a little path you could to where he wanted it. Into my hand he put about 3 or 4 sheets of written material. And I could see from the first glance a word or two on the paper. I knew where I was. He didn't tell me, but I knew where he was with 1 or 2 words. So he said to me, would you be familiar with that scripture that's found in the Gospel by Matthew? Unto the Son he said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever a scepter of righteousness. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand till I make thine enemies the footstool of thy feet. He said, would you be familiar with that? I said, yes, I would. It's found in Psalm 110. It's found in the Gospel by Matthew. It's found in the book of the Acts. And it's throughout some of the epistles. So I would be familiar with it. He said, do you see that first word, Lord, L-O-R-D? I said, yeah. He says, those are all capital letters. That's God. And then he said, you see that second word, Lord? I said, yeah. He said, there's only the one capital letter, the first letter, and then the others are not capital. That's the first angel that God created. Really? He said to me, do you believe that? I said, no. So we're starting off on a good foot, right? I said, no, I don't believe that for a moment. So I took him to the book of Hebrews. I said, now you're the older man, and I'm going to respect your age. So I'm looking from you to give me some help. And I want you to help me with a verse in Hebrews chapter number 1, which says something like this. But unto which of the angels said God at any time, thou art my son? You tell me that Christ was created to be the first angel, so unto which of the angels did God ever say, thou art my son? Which one? When and where? Well, they said, my memory's not as good as it was. We all know what that's like. But I said, the fact of the matter is this. It's got nothing to do with your memory. It has to do with your eyesight. What does it say? So memory doesn't come into this equation. It's got to do with the eyesight. What does the word say? For unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son? God never ever said that any time to his son, because Jesus Christ is God the eternal son and he is not an angel. Period. So now I've transgressed. And maybe I let it hang there. I let it stay there, but there are those three definite statements in the verse, who being the brightness of glory and the exact expression or substance of his person, what he is in himself. And when he had by himself made purification for our sins, tells us what he did by himself. No one else could do it. And then after that marvelous, noble, honorable work, then he went back to heaven. Now it tells at the end of the verse where he is by himself.